Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys had a great weekend. My baby Brock is now a college student, so I got two Joe colleges. I find that very interesting. I'm a little nervous about that. I'm also kind of nervous about how much this is going to cost me, but we'll see how that goes. So we have a lot of breaking news today. Well, over the weekend, it was a very tumultuous weekend. All right, so we'll keep you guys up to date on what's going on with Afghanistan. Apparently, the Taliban has given Biden a deadline that everybody needs to get the hell out by August 31st. So I'm not a fan of deadlines because I think already that first mission, you know, of very smooth transitional withdrawal, that's a little bit moot since that kind of turned into a cluster. But apparently the Taliban is now taunting us, so we're going to talk about that. The FDA has given full approval for the Pfizer vaccine. We'll talk about what that means. And by the way, it's not called the Pfizer vaccine anymore. It has a new name. There was some pretty obvious evidence coming out with masks, but it was a little groundbreaking in that it made headlines. So for those people that have been saying these masks aren't doing much, we have probably one of the largest studies yet saying, yeah, this can't hold back more than 10% of aerosol. So I hate to sound like a broken record, but we need to get access to N95 respirators. I've been saying that from the beginning. I think one of the reasons why we're dealing with these Delta waves is because we're wearing half-ass masks. If you want to put people in masks, put them in the N95s. So we also want to talk about some new information lately coming out in terms of the monoclonal antibody, in terms of access, people want it, boosters. In fact, all this talk about boosters that came out, remember that headline came out about the boosters going to be available 32 days later, but only for certain people? There's people wanting boosters now, and Dr. Fauci and some public health officials are saying, no, don't get the booster too early. So we'll talk about that. Also, apparently, those people that are really worried about COVID are scrambling to take ivermectin. Now, we've spoken about ivermectin. We're going to talk about ivermectin and some of the data, pro and against, but apparently people are turning to livestock veterinary sort of formulations of ivermectin, and the government is saying that's a big no-no. In fact, poison control centers are getting called with people taking this that shouldn't. So that's kind of a no-no. So, well, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has granted full approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, but it's not called now the Pfizer-BioNTech. They're not going to do that. They're not going to call, just like, you know, they're not going to call Crestor the AstraZeneca cholesterol drug. They give it a name. If you get FDA approval, you get a name. So the name is called, I think it's Comirnaty. 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 Hold on a second. They gave us a pronunciation. The FDA gave us a pronunciation because they knew we would mess this sucker up. Hold on a second. It's Comirnaty. Comirnaty. That's what the shot is called. Yeah. So, we're not supposed to call it the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. And the FDA has given full approval. It's going to be marketed as Comirnaty for the prevention of COVID-19 disease in individuals 16 years of age and older. Some of you are like, wait a second, I thought the Pfizer vaccine could be used in kids. That's still under emergency authorization. So emergency authorization is from the 12th to 15th. So for full-blown approval, full-blown FDA approval, it's 16 on up. Now, some of you are kind of scratching your heads going, wait a second here. Okay, this approval came awfully fast. Well, not entirely. The FDA did priority application for this. And priority application could be roughly under 6 months. So technically, even though the FDA could take years to review something under a priority application, and trust me, people are kind of inquiring about it, so the FDA has multiple links on what the priority application process is, they could review all the data, the benefits, the risks, all that, under 6 months. So I think it's good. I think there's been a lot of hesitancy because people have said, look, it's an emergency drug and I'm not going to listen to a mandate if it's an emergency drug. So I understand how the government wants to do a few things. One, they want to minimize the vaccine hesitancy. Two, they want to get some of the headlines off Afghanistan because it's really embarrassing the Biden administration right now. But this Comirnaty contains messenger mRNA, just like what we talked about, the Pfizer BioNTech, and that science has been around since the 90s. So when people say this is too soon, it's too soon, it's too soon, this sort of science has been around. In terms of the vaccine, it is new. It is. You're right. It is a new vaccine. But because they've given over 200 million doses, and it's been 8 months since the first dose, they do have a pretty significant data set, not to mention the clinical trial from before the rollout. So I knew they were going to approve it by the fall. I didn't think they were going to do it, you know, the same week as what happened with Afghanistan. But if they were going to approve it and there was pressure to approve it and they don't really have a lot of new data to make them sway, change their mind, I knew they were going to approve it. Now, mind you, the myocarditis leak is still pretty significant. That's going to be listed under the risks. So any of the health risks are still going to be listed. So I know many people are kind of concerned, but this isn't risk-free. Well, no drug is. If you look at any FDA-approved drug, there's always a list. Now, what this will do, though, is alter, you know, how some people are going to fight the mandates in court. So we'll also talk about that. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay? Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Breaking now, Governor Cuomo is giving his goodbye address, his farewell address. We'll keep you posted if he says anything that is obviously breaking. There's just so much going on when it comes to Kabul and, you know, Afghanistan and Cuomo leaving. I told you that 2021 was going to be no less drama. If you thought 2020 was the drama queen of all years and starts to any decade, 2021 was not without its drama. I told you guys, we got a lot of drama. Now, many of us doctors have been very uncomfortable with the balance we've had to have when it comes to the masks, when it comes to some of the recommendations with COVID, because many of us were pretty beaten up in medical school about immunology and microbiology and sterile technique and mask wearing and gown wearing. And if we did anything half-assed, whether it would be on a test, whether it was being an assignment or in an OR or with a patient, it was, you weren't worthy. You could get kicked out of medical school. And so there were things that were just the gospel when it came to infectious disease. And you just don't mess with it. You don't question it. And you definitely don't go with a more halfway sort of lackadaisical slipshod attitudes towards it. So when the government last year went back and forth with these things, and then they started to mandate these masks, many of us doctors found ourselves in a little bit of a difficult position. Because that one doctor that was saying, look, something like this is like a chain link fence trying to block a pathogen. They're not going to work. Well, when that doctor voiced his concern, and among other things he did in his office, he ends up getting suspended. His license gets suspended. So many doctors kind of felt like being in the position of, well, wait a second, do we just kind of go with what the CDC wants? Do we actually tell our patients what we learned in medical school? So I took the approach which I told you guys. I said, look, if I sneeze onto this, it will block some of the droplets. So this is a barrier. I can say it's an honest to God barrier, but I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not going to say that something like this is going to protect this little surgical thin mask. Something like this is not going to protect you against some deadly pathogens like Ebola, like COVID. That's why in the hospital we have N95s. So last year I started a petition to ask Biden and the administration, when they were doing a lot of the CARES Act money, to increase access to N95 respirators, because I knew these masks were, you know, not very effective. The problem is the media and some of the powers that be tried to turn it into people being anti-mask. And then later anti-vax. And so those of us in the sciences had to, like I said, play a very delicate role. We don't want to look like we're anti-mask. We are pro people wearing masks in hospital settings. We are pro people using a barrier. But there is no way I'm going to lie to the public and make them think that something like this is going to be effective. Now, do these masks provide some protection? Some. Whether it's 5%, whether it's 20%, well, we needed the studies. Well, apparently a study from the University of Waterloo says at best 10%. 10%, not so much effective at stopping COVID, but at stopping an aerosol from leaving you. Now, you know, the masks originally were about, okay, well, it's to protect others. You wear a mask to protect others, which made some sense. We don't want you sneezing and coughing, and that, so that barrier will hopefully collect it. You got to throw it out and get a new one. Unfortunately, once it's wet, it's useless, but the media didn't talk about that. But people also learned that, well, you know, if I do wear a mask, less is coming into my mouth and my nose, even though COVID could get into your eyes. COVID could get into your body in other ways, but, you know. So I think we all kind of agree that there is some minimal protection offered. So we went with it. But the problem we have here is people want answers and people are mad. And as we're dealing with the Delta wave and the Delta variant, and some public officials are trying to blame the anti-maskers, and, you know, people like, wait a second, we were all in masks. Everybody's been in masks now for close to 18 months. What are you talking about here? Now people want to know, could the masks be sadly giving us a false sense of security, such that we're running around with masks spreading the virus even more because we're told you got to wear a mask. And if you're wearing your mask, you're doing everything right. So this was a very interesting study. And again, it highlights everything that we've been saying on the show, that most people have been saying, where there's a very serious difference in the efficacy of masks when it comes to controlling aerosols. And the studies found that surgical masks, a lot of, not the PPE fancy surgical masks, but something like this blue thing, and a lot of our face coverings at most only filter 10% of exhaled aerosol droplets. Your N95s and KN95s masks actually filtered more. I'm surprised it only said 50%, but it makes sense. I was hoping we'd see it more in the 70% range, 80%, but they say the N95 masks and the KN95 masks filter about 50% of the aerosol coming out, which means if you're standing next to somebody with one of these little flimsy things, there's a 90% chance you're going to breathe their exhaled aerosol. So according to the University of Waterloo's press release, Dr. Jaroslavich, principal investigator of the Fluid Mechanics Research Lab, said the much greater effectiveness of N95 and KN95 masks versus cloth and surgical masks makes a compelling case that they should be worn in indoor settings, such as schools and workplaces, as much as possible. He said a lot of this may seem like common sense. There is a reason, for instance, that medical practitioners wear N95s. They work much better. The novelty here is that we have provided solid numbers and rigorous analysis to support that assumption. So they think what's happening is when somebody's wearing these masks, it's going out the nasal area, because you can't completely conform to the nose with a lot of these things. Yeah, there's a little metal wire, but I see most people have it hanging down, hanging, and the air is escaping. I see when you guys eat, when you talk. It's just, you know, it's just so halfway. So the study authors suggest that rooms should still have increased ventilation. You know, many of us are being told to stay, you know, if we are indoors, we have to wear a mask. Well, why don't we use more of the outdoors? Why don't we make sure we increase our ventilation? That would help. But they also suggest that we use the right mask. Now, I have a petition. It's on this article, and I'll repost it on my Twitter, for the U.S. government to allow increased access to the N95s. And I've been saying this from the beginning. If you guys want to wear a mask, you have a right to access the good ones. It's very hard still to get these N95 masks, and they're more expensive. But all the money that the government wants to spend on doing giveaways and sweepstakes and free college to one student who might change his mind for the COVID vaccine, now that we know that vaccinated individuals spread the virus too, when are we going to equip the American public with masks that work? I think we've proven that these masks provide very minimal protection. And I don't know how many more scientists have to come out and say, look guys, the N95s are better. The N95s. Now, I believe President Trump, and I'm not sure what happened with this, President Trump did early on want funding and production, massive increased production of N95 masks. I don't know whatever happened with that. I don't know if Biden continued it. I don't know if it ever got off its feet. But all I know is with all the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars being spent on COVID, I am very curious where the hell the masks are. Because most of what everybody's wearing does not seem to be as effective. And I don't know why this has to keep coming up and then people get blamed for being anti-maskers. You're not anti-mask if you're asking for masks that actually work. How comfortable are these N95s? They're not as comfortable as our Golden Knights and Dallas Cowboy, you know, and L.A. Dodger cloth mask. I'll tell you that right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Major General Hank Taylor from the Pentagon Monday morning.
As of this morning, within the last 24 hours, 25 U.S. military C-17s, 3 U.S. military C-130s, and then a combination of 61 charter, commercial, and other military flights departed Kabul. The total passenger count for those flights was approximately 16,000. Commanders on the ground continue to actively monitor threats. They are empowered to make the appropriate force protection decisions. As always, U.S. forces retain the inherent right to use force in self-defense. We are using all of our available tools to maintain the highest threat awareness both in Afghanistan and throughout the globe. While this mission is not without risk, the safety of our personnel, American citizens, and Afghan evacuees at risk is of paramount importance.
USA Radio News. Late last week, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will submit articles of impeachment against President Biden.
Yes, I do have articles of impeachment drawn up to submit tomorrow because I believe in firing people when they're corrupt and they do a bad job. And Joe Biden is failing America and he needs to be impeached.
The comments were made at an event in Iowa last week. More Biden criticism on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal, Tim Berg reports.
In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and air and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate your comments and your concerns. So, you know, as I said before, 2021 was not going to be without its drama. And who knows, this might even go into 2022. So, as we kind of were pretty frightened by what happened so quickly in Afghanistan. Some of us predicted it. Some of us didn't even realize it was happening. I mean, there's so much going on, and the media keeps distracting us with COVID. We're like, wait a second, what's going on over here with Afghanistan? And I don't know if Biden gets credit for ending a war and then also gets credit for starting a new war. So I think in the next week or two, we're going to learn if Biden started Afghan War 2.0 or if he basically ended a war and it was kind of a bloody, very dramatic end to a war. Either way, though, many of us who have no military strategy experience whatsoever are kind of scratching our heads on what's going on. Me being a physician, you know, I worry about public health. I also look at the psychology of things, and I realize that whatever happens, whether the deadline of August 31st is made or not, in terms of America completely withdrawing so that they show that they have that, you know, soundbite of, look, you know, we ended this before September 11th, 20 years later, well, there's going to be a lot of aftermath. So this doesn't end August 31st. We're going to be taking in tens of thousands of refugees now into America. We are going to be now dealing with some instability in the area. We also do not really looked upon that favorably by our allies. I think the UK got pretty ticked off, and the last thing you want to do is tick off the British. I mean, you know, the British are already very cordial as it is, but when they're like, what in bloody hell? I can't even say some of the words because they, you know, there's some real dirty words that the UK say, even though it sounds like really, really nice, you know, and proper English. But that's a problem. That is a problem. So right now we're being told that the Taliban is kind of digging at us. I don't know if you noticed, but they did an Iwo Jima recreation, the Taliban did, wearing our equipment and uniforms, putting up their flag. Now, they really want to take on America. They really want to, you know, I don't know how many Taliban they are, and they might think they have this win, but, I mean, we are the greatest country in the planet, in the universe, and I think they're getting a little cocky. And, in fact, they are taking this momentum and actually turning it on Joe Biden. Rather than Joe Biden saying, we are leaving Afghanistan and we are in control of the August 31st, Taliban is like, you get the hell out of here by August 31st. So we are being told the Taliban spokesperson, Dr. Suhail Shaheen, said they will not allow for an extension and warned of retaliation. So I don't know what things were like in July, if it was kind of still this impasse of, all right, you know what, we're going to slowly leave, we're going to, you know, was the Taliban going to do this anyway? But all I know is we just ignited a firestorm. And the last thing I want is for all this drama for 2,400 troops to come out to turn around where we're now sending 7,000, 10,000 troops, and we're now going into Afghan War 2.0. So, the Taliban has given a, quote, chilling warning to foreign nationals and Afghans scrambling to leave the country, saying there will be consequences if the U.S. does not leave Afghanistan by August 31st. Thousands of Afghans who worked with U.S. military forces still remain camped around Kabul Airport, and it's a very scary time. Now, President Joe Biden wants all Americans out by the end of the month in order to meet the troop withdrawal agreement reached with the Taliban. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the agreement is done. If the Taliban is not allowing people to get to the airport, if the Taliban is doing stops and checks, the agreement's done. Whatever ceasefire, this is done. I don't understand why we're not bringing the rain. My guess is because this was so half-assedly planned, you have Americans throughout the country. Afghanistan's a big country, and there are Americans as well as refugees throughout the country. And and I think nobody got the memo. We sure didn't. It was all about COVID. And then, right, vaccine mandates, and all of a sudden, yeah, we're out of Afghanistan. Bravo us. And now it's a big cluster. In fact, during a press conference yesterday with Joe Biden, I was surprised the reporter brought this up. The reporter brought up a poll where the majority of Americans think that Joe Biden is not competent enough to lead. And Joe Biden said he never saw that poll. Not the best answer, honestly, because, you know, sadly, if you're being accused of incompetence, you know, people worry that you're not abreast of issues. And this has kind of been a big headline. But I don't think we should be doing that right now. I don't think we should be, I think we have a task at hand. If Biden screwed up, if the powers that be screwed up, there's going to be plenty of time to blame. Well, trust me, we don't want him in a position making any stupider decisions, but right now, I don't know if I would be, starting to hone in on that. This was just, this could have not only been a cognitive issue, this was just incompetency when it comes to military tactics and understanding our enemy. In fact, they were saying yesterday that ISIS-K is the enemy of the Taliban. So does that mean the enemy of the Taliban is our friend? Or does it mean, there's a lot of confusing. So it's not only the Taliban now we have ISIS, even we have Al-Qaeda. And so I think what we need to do is, and very, very quickly, show the world that we're strong. And we need to get in there. We need to do whatever it takes to get people out. We also need to we can't weaken ourselves taking on a whole country of refugees. We can't do that. I'm not sure what the plan is for the refugees. I mean, look at what's happening with our southern border and COVID. I mean, Americans are getting, browbeaten all the time on, you're not wearing a mask, you're not vaccinated, this is on you, you're not going to be allowed to work if you don't have a vaccine. And we're just, we're going to be taking on probably a lot of unvaccinated. So I'd like to kind of know, if you're going to lay off the Americans, you kind of need America to like you right now. You need Americans to like you. You need the UK to like you. You need France to like you. Okay, I mean, we need a lot of support right now from other countries. So they need to show that we aren't fleeing Afghanistan with our tail between our legs. So I say go in there. Go in there strong. Get everybody that needs to get out. Admit this was a cluster. Hopefully we have no more casualties from the cluster that happened. And do not, when you start withdrawing from South Korea or withdrawing troops from any other place, do what you did in Afghanistan. But we have plenty of time to talk about competency and ineptness later. Sadly, we got too much going on right now. And now the Taliban is taunting us. And you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. If somebody is stopping an American or anybody that helped America from going to the airport, we should be bringing the rain. They should be so fearful of messing with an American. You're an American, I'm not going to touch you. But that's not what's happening right now. So the next question is what's going to happen with all the refugees? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do for medical care? What are we going to do for jobs? How are we going to absorb a country of refugees into our country? Right now we're going to be using airlines like, I think, Delta and Hawaiian Airlines to fly them out of places to come to us. Not sure what happens next. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Angela wants to know, how do you pronounce the new Pfizer drug? It looks like it's Comirnaty. I really am sorry about this. Comirnaty. There's an accent on the mirror. Guys, I am just sorry. I'm not sure. I think in the European Union, this was a kind of a well-known sort of name. We were just calling it the Pfizer BioNTech. So I hope that works for everybody. But here, let's switch topics for a second because, yeah, honestly, it's when it comes, I don't really need any changes in names. And, you know, this whole COVID thing has been pretty exhausting, and don't throw anything new into it, please. Now, I like my hot dogs. During sports games, just give me a hot dog. Give me a nice hot dog. Maybe I'll put some ketchup. Maybe I'll put some relish on it. And then leave me alone. But you know what they're saying? If you eat one hot dog, it claims 35 minutes of your life. Peanut butter and jelly takes 33 minutes of your life away. Researchers released a nutritional index this week. I don't need this right now. I don't think any of us need this right now. I can't have a PB&J sandwich, really? Researchers released a nutritional index this week aiming to inform guidelines and help Americans achieve healthier and more environmentally stable diets. All right, the timing is not going to be welcomed on this one. Let me tell you right now, we're stressed. The index ranked foods by minutes gained or lost off healthy life per serving, with processed meats and sugary drinks among the biggest offenders. So the findings included over 5,000 foods in the U.S. diet classified by health burden and environmental impacts. They say we use the results to inform marginal dietary substitutions, which are realistic and feasible. They say, according to Fox News, we find that small, targeted, food-level substitutions can achieve compelling nutritional benefits and environmental impact reductions. So I'm looking at a whole big list here, and man, you could really lose a lot of your life by just one eat. They say the food studied range from 74 minutes lost to 80 minutes gained per serving. Sugary drinks, hot dogs, burgers, breakfast sandwiches were linked with most minutes of healthy life lost, whereas fruits, non-starchy and mixed vegetables, ready-to-eat cereals, and cooked grains were associated with the largest gains. Now, I'm wondering also if a lot of it, you know, is not only the preservatives and the crap that we eat and the sugar and the salt, etc., but is also the speed. You know, if you take a look at this, sugary drinks, hot dogs, burgers, breakfast sandwiches, the purpose of a breakfast sandwich is so you could eat on the go. I just wonder if that's also an underlying theme. We're not supposed to eat on the go. A lot of times I don't take a salad, and I don't eat a salad. Why don't I eat a salad? Because I don't have time. You know, I would love to have a salad for breakfast. But when you have a salad for breakfast, you have to hold the bowl. You have to hold the fork. It takes time to chew. It's much easier in my studio to be eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, mind you, there is sugar in salad dressing. There's sugar in croutons. There's oil in the dressing. But for some reason, you're eating a salad with minimal dressing seems to be a healthier choice than you eating an egg breakfast sandwich. I've avoided the egg breakfast sandwiches because I know they're high in calories. But that's why people do it. Mixed vegetables, cooked grains, oatmeal. You can't eat oatmeal fast. You have to eat it slow. So I'm wondering if we're just really missing out on the slow eats. You know, one reason why we see so much longevity sometimes in the European countries is, you know, they drink wine, and so the wine has been credited. But I've been to Europe, and they eat way differently than Americans do. Americans will grab a pita, gyro, or they'll grab a burger, and they'll eat while walking. But yet a lot of Europeans will sit, they'll have their wine, they'll savor their food. You eat less when you eat slow. And maybe when you eat slow, you have less of a shock to your system. So yes, what you eat is important, but also the timing. They say more specifically, researchers found that consuming 185-gram serving of chicken wings translated to 3.3 minutes of life lost owing to sodium and harmful trans fatty acids. A beef heat dog on a bun resulted in 36 minutes lost because of the detrimental effect of processed meat. Study authors wrote, what's more, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were associated with a positive increase of 33 added minutes. Oh, wait a second. Peanut butter and jelly added life. Is that what they're saying? Huh. Well, isn't peanut butter and jelly fast food and jelly sugar? So, correction. Peanut butter and jelly added life to you. Foods like salted peanuts, baked salmon, and rice with beans were also associated with positive gains between 10 to 15 minutes. Well, that's kind of interesting. Researchers from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, Department of Environmental Health Sciences published findings in the Nature Journal, and they detailed their newly developed health nutritional index, drawing on the 2016 GBD study for dietary risk components and harmful health effects linked to certain foods. And they said previous studies investigating healthier, sustainable diets have often reduced their findings to a discussion of plant-based versus animal-based, the latter stigmatized as the least nutritious and sustainable. They said, although we find that plant-based foods generally perform better, there are considerable variations within both plant-based and animal-based foods that should be acknowledged before such generalized inferences are warranted. So they're saying, rather than just saying animal-based is bad, there's some good animal food. So healthy, environmentally sustainable foods include nuts, fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, some seafood. Yet poor nutritional value in production linked to high environmental impacts like greenhouse gas emissions include beef, processed meat, pork and lamb, cheese-based foods, certain salmon dishes. They say, though, most poultry, dairy, egg, and cooked grains fell into an intermediate zone. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, it's hard enough to worry about my health. I have to worry about the environment. For some people, they do more for the environment than their bodies. I get that. I get why nutritionists are bringing up the environment. One, it's popular right now, you know, going green. But two, there are people that just go out of their way to recycle, and I see what they recycle. They recycle their alcohol bottles and their Coca-Cola cans and their Red Bull cans. Well, if you're going to go through that much effort to recycle, you really want to help the environment, then, you know, maybe cut back on, you know, some of the meat. Interestingly, I was watching a show called Hit and Run. It has Lior, gosh, he's the same actor in Fauda, and he was eating something with meat like a burger, and his friend's a vegetarian. And he said, what, you're a vegetarian? He goes, yeah. And he goes, you know, why are you eating meat? And he goes, well, the cow, you know, is vegan. The cow, So if the cow is vegan, does that mean you're actually hurting the environment if cows are vegan? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.